Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. On today's program, I'm joined by Knoxville Community School District Superintendent Cassie Pearson and Business Manager Craig Bombley as we discuss the most recent school board meeting.
And I appreciate both of you taking time out with me today. First thing I want to talk about is the social media website specialist position. Before we started kind of talking about it, really in today's age, it's almost becoming a necessity to have a position like that.
I would agree with you, Scott. So many people have kind of built habits of checking their social media accounts on a daily basis, sometimes several times a day, and it's a great way to get general information out to a very widespread group of people. So instead of doing the old traditional newsletter that we used to mail home to addresses, having someone who can help put things out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, we feel is just as important in today's society. And we want our community and even people outside of our community to know the great things that our students are doing, what they're accomplishing, and all the opportunities that they have in front of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And it almost, you mentioned newsletters, but even email is almost becoming obsolete nowadays with how quick you can get through Twitter or Instagram or anything. So really, yeah, it looks like having a position like this, not only to get the information out, but really just move the school into the future, really.
Yes. And I think one of the reasons that that is so attractive to people is you can really put visuals with it. So photographs and small short videos, as opposed to an email that's just a whole bunch of words. It seems like people really like to have a little bit more of that, the photo opportunities as well.
Absolutely. And then also looking at something else that was on the agenda was director contracts. There are some modifications to those. If you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have a director of special education, which was a new position this year for us. In the past, we had a principal that just played that role. And with special education, that derives from a federal law around IDEA and disabilities. And there is a lot going on in that world because of all of the mandates, requirements, regulations. We really felt it was more than time to have a full-time position that really took care of those aspects for us. And it's been a wonderful addition with all of the additional responsibilities and supervising all of our special education teachers and associates. Felt that that really deserved to be an administrative contract instead of a director level position.
What was the change moving that contract to the different level?
Really the only, the largest benefit is it adds a different level of insurance, so health and dental insurance. The other thing though is the stability of the contract, so administrative contracts could be in place for up to 2 years, where a director contract is an at-will position that does not need any specific licensure, and those could be terminated by either party with a 30-day notice.
Then also insurance-wise, there is an insurance renewal. We'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's just our annual renewal for our property casualty liability and work comp insurance. And really, you know, wanted to give information to the board to show them that, you know, on the work comp side, we're doing really, really good. On the property casualty liability, it's just a continued hard market with all of the natural disasters that we've seen across the country, inflation being out of control, low interest rates, all of those different factors have led us to a hard market. So we were happy to get just right between a 13 to 14% increase on that. I think that's really good in that market, but just wanted to provide that information to the board.
Well, and you mentioned inflation. How do you see the inflation in the world affecting the school down the road? Or do you see it affecting it at all?
Well, I mean, you know, it impacts us from the standpoint of we do go out and buy goods and services. You know, our nutrition program has definitely seen increases in the cost of food and supplies for that program. You know, we were lucky enough with the new middle school project to have our bids in before inflation really got out of control. So we had a lot of those bids in place. So that, and then of course with this insurance, you know, it's a hard market. So the replacement value of your buildings, if you did have something happen, it just costs more. because all the different raw materials, supplies, materials, everything that goes into that building is costing more now. So that's how it impacts us. I mean, it doesn't impact us as much as probably other, like manufacturing, anything like that, buying raw materials, but we do see an impact.
And then you mentioned the new middle school. How's that project going?
Project's going good. We did have a change order, a little bit of an omission in the design phase. So we needed to add some culverts in our new west side parking lot from the new middle school. So we have that approved, but the project is going well. The timing looks like it's keeping up with what our plan is. So right now everything's looking great. We don't have any problems with getting any of the materials. All that's coming in. So you know, cross our fingers that and hopefully that the timeline still keeps maintaining and keeps on track, and we're moving in here before long.
In a couple of months, we're hoping to have an open house and let everyone in Knoxville actually see the new building and let our kids start school in there sometime this fall. So I am guessing between August and October, we will be moving from the old building to the new building.
Well, definitely looking forward to that, and I appreciate both of you taking time out. Thank you.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson and Craig Mobley for joining me on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at knaacareless.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.